Hey, darling, are you coming to bed? I feel like having some fun. Why don't you get your clothes off and join me in this comfy bed? Your body is so cold. Let me warm you up a bit, and I'll just press my body against your side and rub your chest a little. So, I noticed you started following my best friend on Instagram. No, there's nothing wrong with that. I was just surprised you weren't following her already. You two seemed to like each other's company when you met. Oh, come on, baby. I'm not a teenager. I'm not jealous. Following someone on social media is not a big deal. You know what? I probably shouldn't have mentioned it. Just forget I said anything. Now let me stroke my favorite cock in the world. You know, I completely understand that you wanted to follow her. I mean, a girl that hot with a private account? Ugh, just so unfair, right? You just followed her because she's my bestie? Oh, come on, babe. I'm not stupid. I know you like the way she looked, and it's perfectly normal for you to want a little more. I'm not accusing you of anything. You don't have to get all defensive. It's fine, honestly. Studs like you just need to drain their big heavy balls every once in a while. And the best way to do that is to look at some hot Instagram slut. Even if said slut was your girlfriend's best friend. All right. Since you clearly don't want to admit your true feelings, I'll shut up about it. I just want you to know that it's okay and it's completely natural. Following her is no big deal. I'm sorry for talking about my friend whilst I jerk you off. I bet you couldn't stop thinking about her and her hot body. You know what? Let me ride your cock so you can forget all about her. I'll ride you nice and slow so you can forget all about her big, perky tits in those bikini pictures. And her beautiful toned ass that she just loves to show off. And her gorgeous long legs. You know, if you were to sleep with her, which you would never do, of course, because you would never cheat on me, I would understand it. I mean, who on earth could resist such a gorgeous girl? Oh, baby, I'm glad you think I'm the most gorgeous girl in the world. You're making me all flustered. And I know you would never cheat on me. You're way too sweet for that. You're the sweetest guy in the whole world. And you're so handsome, too. I mean, any girl would be lucky to have a guy like you in her life. In fact, you're so out of my league. But you still want to be my boyfriend, and that just shows how nice you are. Well, I'm pretty hot, sure, but look at you. You could get any woman you wanted, and yet you chose to settle for a girl like me. That's so sweet of you. And I know you realize that you're way hotter than me. After all, regular guys don't get DMs from drop-dead gorgeous Instagram girls, do they? Of course I know she DM'd you. We're best friends, silly. We tell each other everything. You never responded, of course. Such a loyal boyfriend. Why would I tell her to stop? She's my best friend, and she deserves to be happy. Same goes for you. If you're happier when you cheat on me than when you stay faithful, who am I to stop you? You want me to stop? All right, I'll stop writing you. Oh, you wanted me to stop talking about you and my bestie? Well, sorry, babe. That's just not gonna work. I'm either going to shut up and go to bed, or I'll keep talking about my bestie while riding you. Oh, I can see your moral compass fighting ever so desperately. I can almost hear it, begging you to go to sleep and stop thinking about cheating on me with my best friend. But your cock just wants to come, doesn't it? It just wants to release that creamy, sticky load inside my tight pussy no matter what I'm talking about. Well, in that case, can we cuddle a bit? I mean, surely if you love me more than my super hot best friend, you would spoon me. That's what a good, loyal boyfriend does, isn't it? I'm just getting myself comfortable. If your dick is rubbing against my ass, that's not my problem. After all, you made your decision, right? Oh, baby. You can't even see my face, but you're as hard as a rock. Did you want me to stop riding you because you couldn't pretend you were fucking my bestie in that position? Oh, come on, baby. No way my ass could make you that hard. The ass of my bestie could, though. So perfectly shaped and, spankable. Shh, baby, you don't have to tell me anything. It's completely natural for a real man to want to fuck the hottest, tightest, most gorgeous girls they can. I completely accept that I'll never compare to my bestie, so I can be like a little replacement slut for you. A cute girl to fuck when the woman that you actually want is unavailable. And you are a real man, aren't you? Real men don't like to settle for average girls like me. It doesn't matter if you think I'm hot. What matters is that there is someone even hotter out there. You deserve her. You deserve someone hotter than me. Oh, baby, there's nothing you can do to change my mind. You can't prove to me that you find me the hottest girl in the world, since you know that it's just not true, and I know it. Although, you could put your cock inside of me and let me talk about you cheating on me with my best friend in the whole world. If you don't come, you'll have proven that you cheating on me with an obviously hotter girl does not interest you in the slightest, and I'll drop it forever. Okay, sweetie? So put it in, baby. Oh, fuck, baby. Does my pussy feel good? I know it would never feel as good as my best friend's pussy. You think it's the tightest pussy in the world? Babe, even if that was true, it still won't ever feel as naughty as fucking my bestie. Just think about it. Slowly watching your cock slide into her perfect pussy as you think about the fact that you're cheating on me. Pumping that dick in and out of her cunt in the bed we share. Making my best friend throw years and years of friendship away for your dick. Oh god, I can't imagine anything hotter. Except for me walking in as I see the girl I thought I could trust the most in the world getting fucked by the man I thought I could trust the most in the world. Looking you in the eyes as you just keep fucking and fucking and fucking. Shh, babe. Don't talk. I want you to listen to my words. This is a test, remember? A test to see if you don't want to shove your gorgeous dick in my even more gorgeous friend that you seem to like so much. Of course, if you were to fuck her, and I were to find out, you'd at least have the decency to pull out as soon as I walked in on you, right? Well, it's so easy to say you'd stop, but it's something else entirely to actually do it. Pull out. Now. I'm not holding you down at all, baby. We both know you're stronger than me. You don't want to hurt me? Oh, please. You can just admit that it feels good. There's nothing wrong with that. Because my pussy does feel good, doesn't it? Tell me that my pussy feels good right now. See, baby? If you can't even pull out of my pussy, you could never pull out of my bestie's tight, hot cunt. Not even if I walked in on you. Because your body knows that you fucking deserve to spray all of that sticky cum inside my best friend as I watch. I would probably be too shocked to do anything about it. I'd feel too betrayed to ask any of you to stop. So you would just keep fucking and fucking and fucking like a bunch of gorgeous rabbits while I just stand by and watch helplessly. Shh, baby, let me finish my story. Or you're sleeping on the couch for the next 2 weeks, understood? I'd just stand there, hoping so desperately that you would stop after you dropped your load in her. I'd hope that you'd realized how wrong it is to cheat on your girlfriend with her best friend after you release all of that cum. But you don't care. You'd clearly do anything to come. I mean, you couldn't pull out of my pussy, let alone her superior little cunt. You would just keep fucking her, load after load after load, switching holes every now and then to switch it up as the bed you and I shared for months gets drenched in sweat and cum, all while I'm watching a few meters away. Would you be honest with me and tell me how much better she is in bed than I? So you would cheat on me and lie to me? You're such a bad boyfriend. Oh, God. Cheating on your girlfriend in the bed you share, with your best friend while she watches, and insulting her whilst you do it? Wow. Oh, but you deserve it, though. You deserve a better girl. You deserve to humiliate inferior sluts like me. I bet you wish you were fucking her right now instead of me. God, can you just imagine how broken I would look as you pump your load inside of her? No, I won't stop riding you. This is a test, remember? No, seriously. I want you to really use that imagination of yours and pretend you were cheating on me right now. Close your eyes, baby. Close them. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. You feel so good. I can't. I can't believe your girlfriend is staring at us. She's too pathetic to even do anything. God, tell me how good I feel on your cock, please. I need to hear it. Tell me that you want to come inside of me instead of her. Instead of her, you know who I mean. Why would it matter if I mean my best friend or myself? Just say it, baby. Oh, God, yeah. Thank you for saying that. Now, please. Please, come in me and tell me that you love fucking me, and that you'll never let my best friend near your cock. Oh, God. Oh, God, yes, please come for me. Please. Oh, fuck, yeah. Good job. See? See, baby? I told you that you secretly wanted to cheat. Oh, fuck. You told me that you wouldn't let my bestie near your cock. Oh, baby, are you really gonna pretend you forgot you were imagining my bestie on your cock? Guess what? Her best friend is me, you dummy. Well, I don't care if that's not what you meant. It's what you said. I heard it loud and clear. And I'm completely okay with it. Trust me. Just admit that you're a cheater who wants to fuck my best friend and we can cuddle. Unless you want to sleep on the couch for lying to your girlfriend instead. Shh, baby, no need to argue. I know you're exhausted and want me to stop, so just say what I want you to say and then it will be all over, okay? Yes, I'll be the big spoon. Thank you so much for being honest. You deserve to cheat on me, baby. Now, can you please reply to my best friend's DM before you sleep? Just tell her she can come over tomorrow.